Hey, welcome back. I'm Marita. How are you today?
Good. I'm excited about our topic today because you had a great idea of what to talk about.
I wanted to explore something that often comes in questions or people are asking about, which is channeling. Who is really speaking to us? How do we make sure it's really intuition, what we call gut feeling, maybe, or guidance, or channeling is coming from a good spirit, making sure it's not coming from a trickster or a dark entity or some other spirit that maybe have a different agenda for us.
I think that is a topic we could talk about for the rest of our lives, but today we're only going to briefly chat about it for about 10 minutes or so. So I love kind of, it's so important to define these things, right? Because we have different definitions of intuition. So you define intuition as a gut feeling, right? And I just want to take a moment for everyone to just take a moment. What is your definition? And it's so important in these conversations that, Angel and I are always asking each other definitions of things, right? Because we come from different ways and practices. So we're always learning. So when I also think of intuition, when people think of gut feeling, let me ask you a question. Do you think that gut feeling, as you have described it, is something that gets developed, right? Can you develop that gut feeling, or is it just something innate?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, the way I feel about it, I think we are born into a network of relation and belonging. We're a pretty clean slate in some ways when we're born. And I think children naturally, you know, can feel a tree, even sing a song, talk to a stone. We have this kind of fifth sense that is telling us where to go, what to do, right? But then life happens. And we get bad experiences. We get what we call trauma, but even without going to trauma, we just get a learning process in our mind that is telling us this is good and this is bad. And the way we see the world is through our nervous system a lot, right? It's through how we react to it. And so very often when people say this intuition, I need to really do that, very often I want them to kind of slow down, reconnect to the body, probably ask their guides and see if it's really coming from higher power or soul. I would say for me, intuition is coming from the soul. It's something that's coming from beyond the limited self. If it's coming from a reaction to what happened, right? Oh, I feel I really need to go travel there, right? Or I need to leave that place, or I need to quit my job. And sometimes it's real. But sometimes it could be just a reaction to the circumstances, right? And maybe there is more learning in staying, and maybe even our spirit allies might have a different view. So, as intuition, yes, but how much work have you done to challenge your intuition, to cleanse it, and to see last time you took that decision with that intuition, did it work every time, or was that time you did not, right?
There's a practice that I come from, it's called, almost because we come from an animal background, stalking how an animal perceives and receives information is to be very vigilant of yourself, right? To you're constantly having to learn of yourself. And so when I think of intuition, I've heard a lot of people, because I've been having this conversation with people who relate intuition to good or bad. And then there's this ultimatum of, oh, I am good if I do that, or that is a good thing versus I am bad. And it comes down to, can I be a good person? Not knowing sometimes that something that might be good for you, here's the other layer of society, is it's supposed to come in a certain way or feel a certain way, right? And so I feel, from 0 to 18 months, right? That's the trajectory that it takes a child to finally start to identify its sovereignty, start to identify things that it likes. Right. But in 0 to 18 months, you're informed so many ways, whether you have been taught to, you were raised by going outside and being outside being okay with you, then you're okay. Nature's okay. But if you were taught in a very structured human-centric environment that doesn't let you go outside, then outside is bad. And then your connection to nature is not there. So I believe it's always important when we're having these conversations, as you said, question your intuition, question the structure of it. How was it created? What's your feedback loop? And who helped create that, right? And I feel that so many times, you know, I hear or see the phrase, oh, I want to be with minded individuals. And I'm like, well, that's why. You just want to be reflected back what you already have decided is safe for you or is reflecting back that you're a good person. No, I want to be with diverse minds and souls and essences. I want to be with people who want an exploration and a connection. And I think that's important when we're talking about also channeling, because, you know, my teacher will say, you know, be careful if you decide to be a channel, because it's a job, you know, and many times that means if you decide, if you are a full-time channel, that that's a job that you have decided that you are allowing that expression of that essence to develop, because essences die and they leave bodies, and sometimes their work isn't done. So they're trying to find a body and there's not a body available. And so you've decided to stop your growth to allow another essence growth to come through. And I don't think a lot of people talk about that. So I always love it when those teachings come up with the elders of be conscious of what you are agreeing to. And remember, it's a switchboard. Anyone can call in, you know? So what are your teachings about channeling and as you're relating it to, am I doing something right or wrong, good or bad, or where should I go? Which is much more what you're doing, right? What's the expansion?
Yeah, who's on the phone, right? Who's talking to me? Yeah. You know, someone's called and says, this is me. Are you sure it's that person, right? Because you don't really see clearly. First, I think, you know, in many indigenous tradition I work with, elders rarely use the term channeling. If not ever, they not say coming back, hey, I channeled this entity or I channeled that, right? There's a level of humility, which sometimes channeling can take over, you know, the mind and feel we have this greater power to access, I don't know, Mother Mary or Archangel Michael or, you know, whatever works for you. So we need to be careful on how it can play on power dynamic, because here I have a gift that you don't have. I give you guidance that you might not have. You know, I think there is channeling for the self and there's shining for the others. And that's a whole different perspective, right? My teacher always say, you know, if God wants to talk to you, he'll talk to you directly. He doesn't need me as an intermediary. He doesn't need me anyone, right? So I always kind of kept that as a base teaching. But also, there are a lot of trickster spirit. There are a lot of spirit that have an agenda to maybe even disrupt your own path, your own growth, as you were talking about, your own medicine. And they might take you on this adventure with them. And he might look really nice. And he might look very wise because, you know, dark spirit are very wise as much as a light spirit. They carry a lot of wisdom. They are as ancient as the light spirit. And so you might feel for a time that it's really serving you or serving your community, but there might be something else in it. So I think it's really important when it comes to, okay, I heard this message. You know, one time I was coming out of Vision Quest and one of the questers shared with the roadman, I received this message from the creator. Creator talked to me and said that to me. And the immediate reaction of the roadman was, how do you know it was creator? Mm-hmm. How do you know it was them speaking, right? Mm-hmm. And he's not saying it's not. He's just say, challenge it, inquire about it, sit with it, take time and assess really, is this message make sense for your life? My experience very often when I receive what I would call transmission, I prefer that the other term, when I'm somehow receiving a message that is coming not from my mind or seems to come from another realm, is to sit with it. And very often, ideas of class, for example, or something I should teach, and I just sit in silence and meditation and something comes. Very often, when it's channeled, when it's transmitted, it's very unusual. It would not be something my mind will think about. It would not be something my ego will try to control. He's like, go teach that. And I'd be like, well, I don't know much about that. See, but that's your medicine, right? So obviously that would take time before I do it, but there will be something a little bit uncanny, right? Mm-hmm. But that means that if that was to be my job, which is not my work, I don't do that as transmitting for people, I would need to make sure that I deepen even more my practice of clearing my channels. If I have a dusty, you know, radio, I want to make sure I don't have a dusty radio to receive that radio, right? It's that sound. So I think sometimes what's missing is a lot of grounding. Like if you're expanding your branches, you want to have very deep roots first and you want to keep deepening your roots. So when people channel, I always say, do you walk with the land? Do you put your hand in the soil? Do you plant seed? How connected are you to this reality first? So you're not completely transporting into other reality, which are so vast and so complex that the human mind can't really comprehend. And you might not even be able to see that it's not Mother Mary. It's not Archangel Michael. It's a projection of your culture. It's a projection of your own mind. So yeah, I'm always a little bit careful on that. And I also think it's our mission to be here, pretty much, not escaping all the time in general. Right?
Yeah. Ai Weiwei is this amazing artist. And he says, I carry his tag with me everywhere. It says, freedom is our ability to question everything. And if you come from a society or a structure where something that is channeled or spirit is supposed to be good and better, and you are this, I bow down to you, then you're going to have that. How easy would it be to appear as a spirit to you? Because now I know that that's what you're going to do. So I think it's so important to know the culture base that you come from and how you've been taught to connect. Not all essences, not all spirits are here for what you would consider their greater good. Everyone has an agenda. Everyone and everything on this planet has an agenda, and they are trying to enact it. And sometimes that agenda will conflict with yours or conflict with a vast majority of people's, right? And that's neither good or bad. I think at all times you have to be aware, right? Is this agenda getting in my way, right? Is this getting away in who I truly am? And then I think that takes also a system of questions. I come from very traditions where there's a lot of testing that you have to do to test from others, but you are a self test everything that comes in. And you go through a very systematic kind of checklist. Now, if we're getting on the plane, there's a checklist. We're going to fly this plane, there's a checklist. And there's definitely many checklists and practices that I've been taught to make sure that what is coming in is true, right? And you're always supposed to get verification. One verification is from someone else. If I receive something and I know someone is good and grounded, I'll ask them if I have a mentor, right, that I trust. I'm also supposed to check in with different elements of nature, right? And so you're not being held bound just to humans. It's to be bound to earth as well, because things manifest differently for different creatures. So you check in with them. Check in with that cardinal. Was that Archangel Michael? That cardinal will be like, yes or no. I perceived it as this thing, you know, spirit as well. So I think that's another important thing, is that whatever traditions you come from, as you're saying, we're talking about indigenous traditions that are earth-based, right? Understanding that we're living in this present moment. Therefore, if we're going to channel and ground anything, it has to reach earth. So we have to have that relationship with earth. So I know we only have a minute or so left. Angel, anything else you want to add to this topic?
Yeah, I think this grounding is the most important. I think, yes, if you have a ground-based practice, working with the land, if you have a lineage that you've studied for many years and you work with, if you have elders and teachers you can turn towards to ask, all of that for me is like the security belt in your car, right? It's going to protect you better, right? So obviously you hope not having an accident, and maybe 90% of the time you're channeling and your intuition is right. But sometimes spirit is going to put you in a situation that is uncomfortable. And intuitively, if you don't clean that, you might want to run away because it's something you've done before, or you don't think you have the strengths, but spirit, in fact, might want you to stay because there's a teaching there. There's something there to learn. So really, when we start seeing silver linings of patterns of behaviors And our intuition is kind of weave with that, maybe questioning it, right? And asking others. I always, if I get a message that seems very uncanny or for a spirit I don't know, I always call my teacher. I go to my oak tree and I sit with it. I spend a day on the land and I just let this message go for a while and see if it's coming back. You give access, a spirit potentially, to your innermost sacred heart and soul, to your purpose and your path, to your life. You want to make sure this is friendly and really aligned with who you are. So yeah, it's critical thinking, not just aiming and hoping for the best, I would say.
Yes, I tell everyone it's a jungle out there, literally and figuratively, and you're not going to walk down a dark alley if you're not prepared to walk down a dark alley. And that could be the spirit world. It is the spirit world. So be prepared. Know everyone has an agenda. And make sure that you have good teachers, including earth and good connection, reciprocal relationships. And if you have neither of those, reach out to Angel, reach out to myself. We are teachers from lineages, and we also have teachers, and we're held accountable. I think that's another thing. We're held accountable for everything that we're saying, that we're teaching to you. So there is no God here. There is reflection of the divine.
Thank you, Marita.
Thank you.